Welcome back to Targum Yonasan, the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. For Parsha's Kisetse, we're going to take a look at a Targum Yonasan that will hopefully enlighten several questions that someone might have on this topic in general, and that is the topic of the punishment of Malchus, and specifically the number of lashes that are given in the punishment of Malchus. So in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Beis and Gimel, so really, we'll take a look at Gimel first. It says, Arba'im yakenu lo yosif. You shall strike somebody with somebody who you know did a certain avera, one of the many averos that warrant the punishment of lashes. So you shall strike him 40 lashes, lo yosif, you shall not add to that, however. Pen yosif hakoso al eila, lest you add to strike him beyond these, makaraba, very heavy striking, v'nikla chicha leinecha, and your brother will be light in your eyes. So that's the mitzvah over here. Now we see there's a drasha in Chazal, it's a machlokas in the Gemara in Makos, that the word before in pasuk beis is bimispar. So you can kind of read it if you read without having a pasuk the period. Interruption, say, bimispar arbayim, in the number 40, or a number that brings about 40, 39, and that's the main opinion in Makos, it's the majority opinion, that you don't actually strike him with 40 Makos, you strike him with 39. And the questions on this concept are, if that's true, then why does the Torah write it as if this 40, right? The Pashat is clearly striking with 40, not 39 lashes. So why is it written like that? And you can also ask why that is. Like, what's the reasoning for it? Why 30? Why 39? Why not 39? 40? 41? What's the difference? Right? Especially since Chazal and Gemara explained that the doctors first do an assessment and see how many lashes the person can bear before striking him. So it shouldn't really matter. There shouldn't even necessarily be a maximum. What's going on here? So let's take a look at Targum Yonasan, which is very interesting. Targum Yonasan says, Arba'in yatzleif v'chaser chad yalkenei. So you should strike him with 40 minus 1. So 39, which is also a question of why you would call it that, 40 minus 1, just call it 39. Lo yashlem, you shall not complete them. Dilma Yosef lemikliye al tlasin usasha ilein malchus yatir, because maybe you're going to strike him with more than these 39, and it'll be strike him beyond that. Vistakan v'leis, and it'll become dangerous. V'leis bazei achuch v'ant chamele, and you shall not your brother should not be disgraced, and you should see him. So what does that mean that you should not be disgraced and see them? What does that have to really do with anything? So really a few questions that we would have here. Right, well, let's just first note the Rambam. The Rambam says that the reason we give 39 malchus and not 40. Is that it's a geder that it shouldn't be beyond 40. Meaning that if the Torah says 40, and then there's an opinion that says, really, let's do 39, so then people will be careful about doing the 39, and no one will exceed 40. Because if we would just let them do 40, then you might do 42 or 50 or 100. Who knows? But once we say we do even less than prescribed by the Torah, we'll definitely not do more, which would be a very serious situation. But over here, according to the Targum Yonasan, it doesn't seem like that's the case. It doesn't seem like it's a rabbinical institution to make it 39 instead of 40, since the Targum Yonasan is translating the pasuk. This is a debatable point, but we can assume for now that he's translating the pasuk, and therefore he defines the way the Torah writes it, that the Torah seems to be saying that it's 39. So I guess the questions would be, why would 40 be so much more dangerous than 39? Right? 39. If you do more than 39, beyond these 39, it's going to be dangerous. Why is 40 so much more dangerous than 39? And what does not being mevaza him have to do with it? What does it have to do with, him being disgraced? I thought we're talking about, damage, physical damage. And why would the pasuk say 40 if it means 39? And what does it mean that you should see him v'ant chamele? So it could be that you shouldn't be disgraced and see him in his disgrace. But what's going on here? So maybe we can suggest, I'm not sure if this is what Targum Yonasan is saying, but it could be, and it could be an aspect of it, is that the there's something about the concept of the number 40. Now, we've seen the Sarma Kadoshim speaking about 40 being like a number of, you know, earlier on in the Gemara speaks about how the embryo, the fetus, is developed in the first 40 days. We see the concept of a mikveh being 40 seya, the measurement of 40 seya, and that 40 is like a time of of renewal and a rebirth. And so we see this in the mikveh, we see this in the development of a fetus, we see this in the 40 days and 40 nights of the mabul, we see this in the 40 days that Moshe was on Har Sinai. So there's this idea of 40 being like a complete renewal. And if you take that over here and you put that by the Malkus, so when you would give renewal, you're essentially saying that everything before is nothing. You're essentially saying that if someone needs a complete makeover, a full rebirth, that there's not a single, you know, shemetz, not one iota of good. And perhaps that would be a very degrading message, that if we would give the full set of 40 malkos to this person, to the sinner, so we'd essentially be saying there is absolutely nothing good about you, and therefore we're going to give you these 40 malkos, 40 lashes, to completely give you a rebirth, a renewal. And while it might sound a little bit inspiring, oh good, a chance to be born again, but there's something very degrading and insulting that there's nothing that could have been spared, nothing, no part of it that was good. And it could be that we say 40, which indicates complete renewal, and then we specifically do only 39. Only 39. Because we're saying, but there's still some good. There's what might be called the Pintala Yid, right? The aspect of him that was always pure. The pure soul within that doesn't need a rebirth. Yes, obviously, if someone sins, they need tshuva and they need to, you know, fix themselves up. But not to say that everything from before is completely worthless. And this would be a degrading message to him, and we don't want to degrade your brother in your eyes. And therefore, you know, maybe you could also say like the Rambam, it's to prevent even more damage. But also to say that there's some good within him, that we don't have to give the full 40. Right, even if he sinned and he deserves the lashes, we don't have to give the full 40. We can give 39 because he still has hope, and there's something even within him that can be good. And it could be that at the end when it says V'ant Chamilei, and you see him, that you should be able to see him, that you should be able to recognize an aspect of him from before. That you know, the idea of Balei Tshuva, that they're not that they're completely renewed, but that it's the same person in some regard, that the person is not completely erased from who they were, that they're able to bring everything that they have to the table. And you have you know, the idea of Balei Tshuva standing in a place that Tzaddik and Gomorrah can't stand it, because the Balei Tshuva bring what they have with them and their experiences, and like what we see with Yisro bringing those challenges and the package along, bringing that to the table. Of course, being Mekadesh, doing it in a holy way, but not completely being detached from who they were, keeping a little bit of a remnant of that alive. And it could be that's alluded to over here in the Pasuk and in Targum Yonasan and in this Halacha, that we only give 39 instead of 40. Yes, there's a 40. There's kind of a complete renewal that in theory needs to be done, but we actually don't need to complete it because there's something good within. And of course, during the time that we are in right now, we're in the Yemei Elul, preparing for Rosh Hashanah, preparing for Yom Kippur, for this great tshuva, to, of course, work on ourselves and get those 39 lashes in. And Yirtzeh Hashem should be in a positive, non-painful way to get those 39 lashes in, but to realize that there's a lot of good within ourselves, and not to completely dismiss ourselves just because of the sins and mistakes we've made, that there's nothing good about us. No, everybody has something good and holy, and once you find that point, you find that Nekudah Tova within you, you build out from there, and then you could rebirth, you know, and renew yourself from that point of good. And we shall all be zochet to find that and to do a tshuva shlema.